Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerruturi, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, how much more beneficial was last Friday than even a practice or two or three?
Oh, it's way more. I mean, it's a game, and it was a game against a good hockey team, and you had to play at a high pace. There was emotion. There was people in the building. There was just a lot of good things about it.
How long does it take to kick the rust off after that long?
Oh, it takes a while. I mean, it's hard to sit there and quantify that. I mean, rest versus rust a little bit, but there's rust, there's no question, but there's rust for everybody, and you just want to try to get back into your routine as quick as you possibly can.
What have you had to do here the last 2 weeks in practice just to make up for what has been an overly long layoff?
Well, you just talk about things a lot. A lot of it is just, you know, you're just trying to, continually, really convey to the guys what the expectations are and what you want to do. And but again, Andy, you're simulating things, you're scrimmaging maybe a little more in practice, but nothing can, you just got to get back on the horse and play games.
What is the ideal length of time for a guy to get away?
I don't know if there's a, I think it all depends on the year, to be honest with you, Schultz. It's just some years maybe longer, some years shorter. It's all predicated, I think, on how you're doing. And then, really, when you I think a lot of it's not necessarily games. It's just you want to be back on the ice and it's practicing. And we were off a long time. So
a little refresher here for the fans since it's been almost a month. What'd you like best about your first half?
Well, I just liked how we won our, basically our conference weekends. We did a great job over the, all the weekends. And, our worst was a split on the road. So, I just thought we did a good job. All you want to do, can you win 4 out of 6 every weekend? And if you can, you're gonna be high in the standings.
There are things that are a little higher up on your radar than others, but where do you want to improve the most here in the second half?
Well, I think I told you this earlier. It's not necessarily about improving. It's can you keep things going? Can you keep the mojo going? Can you, your goals against is pretty good. You're playing pretty solid defensively. Your habits are good. Offensively, we're over 3 goals a game. So, can you continue that on, Schultz? He's probably the best thing to, the best way of putting it, I guess.
This weekend, part of the 2-on-8 hockey showcase, high school game earlier today, high school game tomorrow before your game, a fan fest. We're going to do it all over again on the girls and women's side next week. And then in February, we'll do it on the basketball side. From your standpoint, is this a no-brainer to be a part of?
Yeah, 100%. And it's just, we're a small community. It's great to have, community-minded people doing community-minded things and getting everybody involved and everybody active, and it's cool.
What does it mean to have a potential recruit from high school come into this building and just see what Beaver hockey is all about?
Well, it's good. It doesn't hurt. That's all. I always say that. I'm not going to say, does it help? Doesn't hurt, so that's the best way of putting it right there. Anytime that, you're visible, anytime you're showing people this beautiful building, you're playing in front of them, and hopefully you perform well, too. There's a lot of things that go into it.
More with Coach Cerruturi when we return. Corner Bar pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Cerruturi. Tom, Max and Vig was our player profile just a few minutes ago. For lack of a better term, how long did it take before you took the training wheels off of him and just let him go?
Well, I don't know if we ever did that. I mean, biggest thing is you just let him. You got to make sure again. You got to let him play. You got to let him gain experience, and the only way you do that is by playing. And so I guess my thing is that he just gained more confidence as, every month went by and the game went slower, and he's a big, strong kid. So he's coming in with some really good attributes, and he's coming in with he's a good hockey player. And, and I just think, again, he told me the other day, he goes, he just is a lot more comfortable now. He goes, he was the same way last year, and he was in Cedar Rapids. So I kind of get that.
He is a plus 13 in his first 3 months of college hockey. That seems like a really, really high number for a freshman.
It's a darn good number. And you know what? He's like, Max is eating some pretty hard minutes, too.
How have his minutes increased as the season's gone?
A lot. There's a lot more trust in, that we have in him. And we've gained trust in a short period of time.
As a decor, I asked him this week, I'll ask you. To me, your forwards have helped your D out when they're supposed to. Your D have helped your forwards out. How much of a balancing act is that? Do you like where both of those groups are in helping the other group, or where do you want to see improvement?
Well, I don't know. I want to be cautious on the word improvement. So, I didn't want to really answer that earlier, and just because, again, it's just, it's a kind of a loaded question because you don't know how to answer it. But I think at the end of the day, you know, it's like, you know, I want our defensemen better than their forwards, and I want our forwards better than the opposing team's defensemen. And, you know, this day and age, hockey's, you know, hockey's always, there's always buzz terms, and, you know, but right now it's, you know, you got to stay connected. And I think when you're connected in a group of five, it sure helps defensively and offensively.
How can all of those as well help the goalie and the goalie help them?
You stay connected. I mean, if you stay connected right there, you know, chances are he's not seeing second shots.
Michigan Tech, boy, those were two intense games in Houghton earlier. You expecting anything different this weekend?
No, we've played those guys a lot, and you've seen the games over the years, and they're just going to be barn burners.
Travis Winter was the video coordinator for Team USA at the World Juniors. What did he bring back from that 10, 12 days?
Well, just good experience and a lot of hockey talk, you know, a lot of hockey knowledge. He was around, and I think that was good. And I think, like a lot of things, I think he saw that, hey, there's some things we could maybe do different, and there was things that we're doing a lot of things right. And, you know, you're tapping the brains of a lot of good hockey men, and Travis is one of those good hockey men. So I think all around, it's always good. It's always good.
Best of luck tonight.
All right, thanks, Schultze.
Tom Cerruturi, head coach of the Beavers, starting lineups next.